The first parak starts off with Mishnah Aleph discussing if somebody has the wrong intention in bringing the korban, the specific wrong intention of shelo lishma. As we explained in the introduction, this means that the person doing one of the four acts, doing the shechita, or doing the kabbalah, or doing the halacha, or doing the zrika, has in mind that they are doing this act for the wrong korban. In other words, this is supposed to be a korban chatas, for example, and they have in mind that this is a korban shlamim during one of those stages. So as we'll see, and this will be critical in our Mishnah and the Perek as a whole, and in fact the whole Masechta, there are going to be times that having the wrong thoughts or doing something wrong is going to totally invalidate this korban. It's not going to be kosher whatsoever. It's not a korban. It's gone. On the other hand, there are times that there's going to be a psul, there's going to be a defect, an invalidation in the process, in the intent, in the thoughts, but the korban will still be kosher. It simply will not count for the person who was bringing that korban. So the meat can be eaten. You continue doing the rest of the avodah on that korban. It's not going to count for the person bringing that korban chatas, for example, but it's going to be a kosher korban. We'll explain this as we get into the Mishnah. So Mishnah Aleph starts as follows. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman ksherim. All of the zvachim means all the korbanos that are brought. Nizbechu literally means that are shechted, the shechita, but this would include any of the four steps. It's the shechita, the kabbalah, the holacha, and the zrika, any of those four steps that were done shelo lishman, that the person doing that step has in mind the wrong type of korban, is still going to be a kosher korban. In other words, the person doing the shechita, for example, it's in a korban ola, and he was thinking it's a korban shlamim, or he verbalized that it's korban shlamim. So it's still, for all of the korbanos, it's going to be a kosher korban, even though they were thinking shelo lishma. However, ela shelo alu lebaalim l'shem chova, it is not going to count for the owner, the person bringing that korban shlamim, or bringing that korban chatas, that korban toda, it is not going to count for them. They are going to have to bring another korban. So it's a kosher korban, doesn't help them, it doesn't count for their fulfilling their obligation of bringing a korban, and they have to bring another one. There are two exceptions to these rules that we just mentioned. We mentioned if you have the shelo lishma, the wrong thoughts, it's still going to be a kosher korban. There are two examples, there are two times, two types of korbanos that if you had it shelo lishma, it's not going to be kosher whatsoever. It's not going to be a kosher korban. Certainly, it's not going to count for the chova. So chutz min ha-pesach u min ha-chatas. The two examples, and these are based on psukim, is if somebody is bringing a korban pesach. Korban pesach is brought Erev Pesach, after midday, then the afternoon, on the 14th of Nisan, and instead of having in mind that this is a Korban Pesach, the person had in mind that this is a Korban Chatas, or Korban Ola, that is not valid whatsoever. It's not a kosher korban whatsoever. The korban pesach is the first example, exception to the rule that we just brought at the beginning of the Mishnah. Umina chatas, and the other exception to the rule is the korban chatas. The korban chatas, when you bring a chatas, you have to have in mind this is a korban chatas. If you had in mind that it's something else other than a korban chatas, not only does it not count for the owner that he brought his korban, but it's a totally invalid korban. And now the Mishnah comes and explains what it's talking about. Pesach mizmano, this rule that the korban pesach is totally invalid because you had it shelo lishma, that's talking about when you were bringing it in the proper time, in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, that's when we bring the korban pesach, and you had the wrong intention shelo lishma, that korban doesn't count at all. However, if somebody was bringing at the wrong time, for example, on the 12th of Nisan, or the 13th of Nisan, or in Tishrei, any other day, other than that Erev Pesach, when you're supposed to bring the korban, and he had in mind that it's not a Pesach, he thought it's supposed to be a Pesach, he can't bring a Pesach then, but he had in mind that it is going to be a Chatas. There's an interesting rule that a korban Pesach brought at the wrong time is a korban Shlamim. In fact, the korban Pesach is a type of Shlamim. So because if you brought a korban Shlamim at the wrong time, as we said at the beginning of this Mishnah, it's going to be a kosher korban. It's not going to count for the person bringing it, but it's going to be a korban. It's going to be a kosher korban. So too, when it comes to the bringing of a pesach, if you bring a pesach at the wrong time, we consider it a shlamim. A shlamim would be kosher. It won't count for the baal, but it would be kosher. Accordingly, that pesach would be kosher at other times. And v'hachatas, that's all. So v'hapesach bizmano, this concept that the pesach is totally knocked out, totally, and it's totally invalid, that is when you brought it on Erev Pesach, in the afternoon. However, if you brought that korban pesach at other times, it's going to be a kosher korban. And the chatas, that was the other exception to the rule of a chatas becholzman. Whenever you bring a korban chatas all year round, if you had the wrong intentions, not only does it not count for the balim, the owner brings it, but it is totally knocked out. It is totally an invalid korban. Now, Rabbi Eliezer adds on and disagrees on one point. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af Ha'asham. These two exceptions to the rule that the Tanakhama brought. That's the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer adds on, it also applies to a Korban Asham. A Korban Asham is a guilt offering. It's brought for specific sins. And Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, as we'll see shortly, that it's treated just like a Chatas. A Korban Chatas is also for sins. A Korban Chatas is for other types of sins. A Korban Chatas is brought, if somebody did a sin, that he would receive kares for excision if he did it amazing, if he did that sin intentionally, but he didn't do it intentionally, he did it b'shogeg, instead of getting kares, excision, he would have to bring a korban chata. So Rabbi Eliezer says the exceptions to the rules that the korbanos are totally invalid, that applies not only to a korban pesach when it's brought in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, and a korban chatas all year round, but it also applies to a korban asham brought all year round. So he explains as follows. So my rule, says Rabbi Eliezer, applies a pesach bizmano, when you bring the korban pesach at its proper time. That's Erev Pesach in the afternoon. V'hachatas v'asham b'chozman. And if you bring a korban chatas shalol ishma with the wrong intentions, or you bring an asham with the wrong intentions, that's going to apply all year round. Not only is it going to not count for the baal, the owner who's bringing it, but it's not going to count at all. It's going to be a totally invalid korban. And now Rabbi Eliezer explains his rationale why also a korban asham fits the same as the korban chatas. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, hachatas ba'al chait. Just like the chatas, we bring it for a chait. When you do a sin, you bring a korban chatas va'asham ba'al chait. So too, when you do a sin, certain types of sins, you bring an asham. The asham is also on certain types of sins. Accordingly, we learn them. There's actually a pasuk that says this. Machatas psula shalol ishma, that compares the chatas and the asham. So this is the Rabbi Eliezer learns from that pasuk. Machatas psula shalol ishma, just like a korban chatas is pasul. If it's brought shalol lishma with the wrong intentions, it's totally invalid. So too, af ha'asham pasul shalol lishma, the same thing applies to korban asham. It is totally pasul if it's brought shalol lishma. So there we have a machlokes and two views to which this concept of, if you bring a korban shalol lishma, that it is totally invalidated. When does that apply? According to the Tanakhama, all zvachim, all karbonos shalol lishma are going to be kosher. It's not going to count for the baal, but it's going to be kosher with the exception of the korban pesach when you bring it on the afternoon of the 14th, and the korban chatas whenever you bring it. And Rabbi Eliezer, the second view, says the same thing applies to a korban asham. Whenever you bring a korban asham, it's shalol lishma. It is totally invalidated. Mishnah Beis is going to continue the theme that we started in the first Mishnah, where we saw that if somebody brings a korban shalol lishma, in other words, if he brings a korban but he has in mind that it's a different type of korban, in general it's going to be a kosher korban, but it's not going to count for the person who is bringing that korban. There were two exceptions that we saw at the beginning of the prior Mishnah, that if somebody is bringing a korban pesach, or a korban chatas, and has in mind that it is not a pesach or chatas, but something else, then not only doesn't it count for the person bringing the korban, but it is totally an invalid korban. We are going to see two more views in this Mishnah Beis, as to when we would say that a korban not only does not count for the owner bringing it, but it also is totally invalid. So the first of the next two views, so we'll call it opinion number three. We had two in the first Mishnah. Now we have the third opinion as to when we apply that principle. Yossi ben Choni Omer Hanishchatin. If you're bringing any other korbanos, let's exclude the Pesach and Chatas. In other words, you're bringing some korban, and you have in mind, I'm bringing a shlamim, I'm bringing a chatas, I'm bringing an asham, and I have in mind the Shem Pesach, and I'm having in mind that this is a Pesach, or I have in mind when I'm bringing one of those karbanos, l'shem chatas, that it's a chatas. Also, we say it is psulim. It is also totally invalid. In other words, what Yossi ben Choni is saying is as follows. It's not only like we said in the first Mishnah, that when you bring a korban as a Pesach, or you bring a Chatas shalol lishma with the wrong intentions, that they are totally invalid. But when you bring any other Korban thinking it's a Pesach or bringing it as a Chatas, it's the reverse of what we saw in the first Mishnah, it's the reverse, then it's also totally invalid. So that's the third view of when we apply that concept. Shelo lishma is a totally invalidation of the korban. And then the fourth view is as follows. Shimon achi Azariah Omer. Shimon, who's the brother of Azariah. Why is he called that? So the Bartanur explains as follows, that Shimon and Azariah were two brothers, and they had a partnership called a shutfus yisachar zvulun, that the zvulun, the person who's working, supports the person who is learning. So Azariah was the person who was working. He was the supporter, supporting Shimon. And accordingly, because Shimon was only able to learn because of the support of Azariah, he's called that Shimon, the brother of Azariah, because Azariah was so critical to Shimon's being able to learn and stay in the base medrash. So Shimon achi Azariah Omer, he's of the view as follows. Fourth view, shchatan l'shem gavoa mehen ksherim. If you have a korban, let's say, for example, you have a korban that's classified as kodshe kalim, the lower level. We said in the introduction, there are two levels, kodshe kalim and kodshe kodashim. So kodshe kalim has a lower level of kedusha. For example, a shlamim in general. So a shlamim, and you brought it, and you had in mind that it is going to be an ola. So you had the shelo lishma, the wrong intention. So yishchatan shelashem gavoa mehen ksherim. If you had in mind, you're bringing a korban and it's kodshe kalim, and you had in mind that it's kodshe kodashim, a higher level of kedusha, that is going to be kosher. You're thinking a higher level of kedusha, no problem. However, l'shem namuch mehem psulim, if you're thinking on a lower level of kedusha, then it is going to be a psul, a total psul. It's going to be totally invalid. And now the Mishnah explains this. Kate said, what are we talking about? So if you're bringing kodshe kodashim, for example, you're bringing an ola, and you had in mind the wrong korban, sheshachtan shelem shleshem kodshe kalim, and you had in mind one of the korbanos that is kodshe kalim, for example, a shlamim, psulim, it's a total invalidation of the korban. It doesn't count at all. Conversely, kodshe kalim, if you're bringing a korban that's on the lower level, it's a kodshe kalim, sheshachtan l'shem kodshe kodashim, and you had in mind a higher level korban. So for example, the reverse of what we said before, you're bringing a shlamim, which is kodshe kalim, and you have in mind that it's kodshe kodashim, and ola, that is going to be ksherim. And now we're going to explain even in more detail than that, that even if you're on the same level, and the example will be you are on the level of kodshe kalim, so you have kodshe kalim, you're bringing something kodshe kalim, but you had in mind something else that was kodshe kalim. If within the kodshe kalim, if it's on a lower level, because even in kodshe kalim, you can have korbanos on different levels. If you're going to think of a higher level, good. If you're going to think of a lower level, then it's going to be a psul. So habachor, the example here of a hamaser, if you were bringing a korban that is a bechor, that is one of the korbanos that's kodshe kalim, or hamaser, that is the tithing of your animals that were born in a given year, that is meiser behema. So you're bringing one of those, either the bechor or the meiser, and you had in mind the wrong thoughts. It was shelo lishma. For this bechor, you weren't thinking it's a bechor. For the meiser behema, you're not thinking it's a meiser behema. You brought them sheshachtan, you did the shechita l'shem shlamim, and you had in mind that I'm bringing a shlamim now. So that's shelo lishma, and in fact, that's going to actually be ksherim, it's going to be kosher, because the korban shlamim is not, even though it's a kodshe kalim, they're all on the lower level, but it's on a higher level of a kodshe kalim. So if you bring a bechor of a meiser with the thought that it's a shlamim, shlamim is on a higher level, it is going to be kosher. On the other hand, ushlamim, if you're really supposed to bring a shlamim again, that's kodshe kalim, but you had in mind sheshachtan l'shem bechor, you had in mind the wrong intention, shelo lishma, you had in mind something on a lower level. The bechor is on a lower level. Or you had in mind you're bringing that shlamim l'shem meiser, that I'm thinking this is a meiser, because you're thinking on a lower level, even though they're all in the category of kodshe kalim, but it's a lower level kodshe kalim, psulim, it is going to be a total invalidation of that korban. Mishnah Gimel is going to build on Mishnah Aleph, where we discussed the korban Pesach. And we said that if the korban Pesach is brought at the proper time, meaning on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, but somebody brought his korban Pesach shelo lishma, thinking it's a different type of korban, I'm bringing an ola chatas, that totally invalidates that korban Pesach. However, if he brings it on some other day, we treat that korban Pesach like a korban shlamim, and accordingly, it's not going to count for the person bringing that korban, but it will not be a totally invalid, a totally puzzle korban. So now what we're going to grapple with at the beginning of Mishnah Gimel is, how about if we bring that korban Pesach on the 14th? That's the proper day, but at the wrong time on the 14th. We said that the proper time is in the afternoon, but how about if somebody brings that Korban Pesach in the morning and he brings it Shelo Lishma with the wrong intentions? Are we going to equate that to as if he's bringing it in the afternoon and it's going to be totally invalid? Or are we going to equate it because it's really the wrong time? Are we going to equate it because he's bringing it in the morning to a different day? For example, he brought it on the 13th, or he brought it in Chodesh Tishrei, and it is going to be a valid korban. It's not going to count for the person bringing it. It's not going to count as if he brought a shlamim, but indeed it would be a kosher korban. So that's going to be a subject of machlokes at the reish in the beginning of our Mishnah. HaPesach Sheshachato B'Shachris B'Arbasar Shelo Lishma. If somebody brings that korban Pesach in the morning of the 14th. So he brings out an Erev Pesach, the right day, but at the wrong time, because he brought it in the morning, not in the afternoon, and he brought it Shelo Lishma. He had the wrong intentions. When he brought it, he's not thinking this is a Korban Pesach. He's thinking it's some other type of Korban. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a kosher Shlamim. It's not a kosher Korban Pesach, because he brought it at the wrong time. But it is a kosher shlamim. Why? Ki ilu nishchat b'shloshasar. It's as if he brought it the prior day or some other day. Fundamentally, this is the wrong time to bring it. So what does it matter that it's on the 14th? He brought it in the morning of the 14th. It's like bringing it any other day. If you bring a korban pesach on any other day, we count it as a shlamim, and it's a kosher korban. Ben Beseira posa. Ben Beseira says it's totally possible. It's as if ki ilu nishchat ben arbaim. It's as if he brought it in the afternoon for our purposes. Just like if you brought it in the afternoon, shelo lishma, it's totally invalid because this is the same day. Because this is the day that somebody brings a korban pesach. So because part of the day is for bringing the Korban Pesach, we will treat the morning the same. Not that you can bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, but if you bring a Korban Pesach, Shelo Lishma, it's just like you brought it in the afternoon, Shelo Lishma, and it's totally invalid. Continuing with the Seifa, we're adding on it again to a different point in the first Mishnah. Amar Shimon ben Azai, I have a Kabbalah mekubalani mipishivim ushnaim zaken. I have a Kabbalah from 72 zakenim. It says zaken because the Meforshim explained that they all agreed together with this psak. What day did they agree on this psak? B'yom shohoshivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva was the day that they removed Rabbi Gamliel for being the Nasi, and they put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in his stead. That's discussed in the Gemara in Brachos, that Rabbi Gamliel offended Rabbi Yeshua, he embarrassed him in public for another time, and accordingly, the Chazal at the time said enough is enough. They removed Rabbi Gamliel, and they brought in his place Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, and that was the best day of learning. Bo Bayom, that was the day that they decided all of the doubts, everything that they didn't make decisions on in the past. That day, there was a psak halach on everything, including this, says Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, I have a Kabbalah from that day. 72 Zakenim agreed as follows, Shekol Hazvachim. This is going to sound just like Mishnah Aleph, but there's going to be one big exception, one big difference. Shekol Hazvachim Hane'echalim. All of the korbanos that are eaten, Shenizbechu Shelo Lishman Ksherim. Even though they were brought, they were shechted Shelo Lishma with the wrong intentions, thinking about the wrong korban, nonetheless, it's going to be a kosher korban. Ella shelo alu labali mishum chova. However, it's simply not going to count for the owner bringing the korban. They're not going to fulfill their obligation, but it's still going to be a kosher korban. Chutz mina pesach mina chatas. The two exceptions that the Tanakama in the first Mishnah brought, the exceptions are the korban pesach and the korban chatas. So how does this differ from the first Mishnah? This sounds like the identical statement in the first Mishnah. So now the Mishnah comments on this statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, the lohosi ben Azai ella haola. What Shimon ben Azai is coming to tell us, the one word that was different is shekol hazvachim. Going back a few lines, shekol hazvachim hanechalim. This concept that if you bring a korban shelo lishma with the wrong intentions, thinking it's a different type of korban, we said in the first mission that applies to all of the korbanos, that if you bring them with the exception of the pesach and the chatas, with those two exceptions, let's put those aside. If you bring a korban, shelo lishma, thinking about a different korban, it's still going to be valid. Here, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai is saying that applies to all korbanos except the korban ola, because the korban ola, none of it is eaten. None of it is eaten. All the other korbanos are eaten, but the korban ol is not eaten. So what he's telling is it's not only the Pesach and the Chatas that are excluded from this rule that it would be a kosher korban, but also the korban olah. Because this whole rule that it's a kosher korban, even though it's brought with the wrong intention, it only applies to those korbanos that are eaten. The olah is not eaten. Accordingly, it's excluded as well. It's put in the category of the Pesach and the Chatas, that if somebody brings a korban olah, shelo lishma, with the wrong intentions, again, it would be totally invalid. So that's why the Mishnah is commenting, v'lo yisif ben azay la olah. Ben azay here is adding on that the korban olah is totally excluded and invalid. However, v'lo hodu lo chachamim did not agree with them. They insist, just like the Tana Kama in the first Mishnah, that the only two which are excluded are the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chatas. Those two, if you think lo lishma at the time that they're being brought, they are going to be totally invalid, but all other korbanos, including the korban olah, even though it's brought shelo lishma, it's going to be a kosher korban, but it will not count for the person bringing it. He has not fulfilled his obligation, and he would have to bring another korban. Mishnah Dalet continues along the same theme, but we are going to add some additional critical information. HaPesach v'achatas sheshchatan shelo lishma. If we have a korban Pesach, or if you have a korban chatas and the person bringing it had in mind for a different korban, that's what we've been discussing, shelo lishman. But it doesn't only apply to the shechita phase, as we mentioned. It applies to all four of the phases. So the Mishnah actually says that explicitly for us. That was the shechita was shelo lishman. In addition, kibel, if the kabbalah, the receiving of the blood from the neck of the animal right after the shechita to one of the klishares, the hilech, or the halacha, bringing the blood to the Mizbeach, Bizarak Shelo Lishman, or the Zerika itself. In any of those four stages, it was Shelo Lishman, or in addition, even if it wasn't only just Shelo Lishman, but you had mixed thoughts at any one of those four phases. So that's what the Mishnah says, O Lishman v'Shelo Lishman. And we'll describe this in a little bit in the Mishnah, or the thought was at any of those four stages, during the Shechita, during the Kabbalah, during the Halacha, or the Zerika, the person doing it, typically the Kohen, had in mind shlishman, I am bringing this for the proper korban, but also had a mixed thought, a second thought, that he's bringing it for a different type of korban. Or if you reverse the order, or shelo lishman or lishman, during any one of those four phases, he had initially the thought that it was shelo lishman, he had the wrong korban in mind, and then he corrected himself, and then he had the correct korban in mind. In all of those situations, it's going to be psulim. It is going to be a totally invalid korban. And if we have any of these for any of the other korbanos, the non-korban pesach and the non-chatas, it will be a kosher korban, but it will not count for the person who is bringing it. So now we're going to explain, what does this mean if you have that mixed thought at any one of those four stages? Ketzad lishman v'shelo lishman. How can it be that initially you had the thought that it was lishman, you had the correct thought, and then you had the shelo lishman thought? So the Mishnah gives us an example. Initially, l'shem Pesach, you're bringing a korban Pesach, and you had in mind correctly that it's l'shem Pesach, I'm bringing a korban Pesach. But then, during any of those phases, you had in mind then, u'l'shem shlamim. It changed. You went from thinking it was the proper korban Pesach, and then you went to the improper one, like l'shem shlamim. And what's an example of the reverse order? Shelo lishman u'lishman, that in any of those four phases, initially you had the wrong thought, shelo lishman, and then you corrected and you had the proper thought. So, for example, you're bringing a korban Pesach, and lishem shlamim, initially you were thinking, I'm bringing this for a shlamim, and then you corrected yourself, and you said lishem Pesach, you had it correct, I am bringing this as a korban Pesach. And now, the Mishnah will tell us an important principle that we actually knew already, shazevach nipsa. There are badvarim, the korban that is brought, it can be made invalid during any one of those four phases. Bishchita, ubekibul, the shchita is number one. When you shechtet, bekibul is the receiving of the blood directly from the neck of the animal right after the shchita. Ubehiluch, phrase number three, is the bringing the blood to the mizbech bezrika and doing the rizrika. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree with one of those phases. Rabbi Shimon is going to say that I agree with three of those phases, but one of those phases, the halicha, bringing the blood to the mizbech, is not a critical phase. And accordingly, if you have a thought, shelo lishma, during the halicha, that is not going to invalidate the korban, even for a korban pesach, even for a korban chata. So Rabbi Shimon machshe b'hilach. Rabbi Shimon says it's still going to be kosher if the improper shalol lishma thought happening during the halicha. Why? Rabbi Shimon explains his rationale. Shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon is of the view ef shar shalol b'shchita. You can't have a korban, a kosher korban, without doing a shchita. Without a shchita, it's not a korban. And if you don't have a kosher Kabbalah, that is phase number two, you can't have a kosher korban. And phase number four, ushalob is rika, you cannot have a kosher korban unless you do this rika. However, aval efsha shabulob behiluch, you can have a kosher korban without doing a halicha, without phase number three. How would that be that you don't need to do a halicha? Shochet betzada mizbeach v'zorek, if you shechted that korban right on the side of the Mizbech, so there's nowhere to go. The Mizbech is right there, and you can do the Zrika right in front of you. You never have to travel to get to the Mizbeach. We see from this that phase number three, the Halicha, is not a critical phase, because you can have a Korban without it. And accordingly, says Rabbi Shimon, even if you did have a Halicha, but you had it shalol lishma, while you're doing the halicha, you had an improper thought that you're bringing it for the wrong type of korban, because we don't require a halicha, then even a halicha that's shalol lishma, it's not going to invalidate the korban. Nonetheless, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon's own son, disagrees with him. And he says the typical case when you have a halicha, even if you don't need the halicha, that is not going to invalidate, that is going to invalidate the korban during a halicha, just like the other phases. But he does say that it's going to depend. There is going to be a situation that even though you require halicha, even though if you have a psul in the halicha, he doesn't say you have to have a halicha. He acknowledges that if you're right by the mizbeach, then you don't need a halicha. But he disagrees with his father that if you did have a halicha and you had the improper thought during that halicha, it is going to invalidate the korban. However, with an exception, Rabbi Elazar Omer hamehalach b'makom shutzarek lahalach. If you were going in a place that you need to go. In other words, you went straight from where you did the korban straight to the mizbeach, and you had a thought shalol lishma hamachshava poselis. That improper thought that shalol lishma is going to invalidate the korban. However, this is the exception. Uvemakom shein tzarich lahalech. If you went in a way that you didn't need to go, and the example would be that you were by the mizbeach and you decided to take a scenic route and to go away from the mizbeach. So you're going, taking a halicha that you didn't need to take because you didn't go straight to the mizbeach. Accordingly, Rabbi Elazar is of the view that if you had that improper thought when you were going on a route away from the mizbeach that you didn't need to go in that direction, you could have gone straight to the mizbeach and you didn't, accordingly, the thought at that time, the wrong thought at that time, will not invalidate that korban. So bimkom she'ein tzarich lahalach, if you're going in a way that you didn't need to go because there was a more direct route to the mizbeach, while you're going away from the mizbeach, ein hamachshava poselet, the machshava that you have, even though it's shalol lishma, it's not going to invalidate that korban.